بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله إخوان بدي قدوم عند النينس the month of رمضان, the month now very soon upon us. We in this session will discuss something from the أحكام of رمضان. And something related to some of the as'ila and some of the questions that our brothers and sisters there in Trinidad have around the issues or some of the popular issues related to fasting during the month. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed, as occurs, أيها الإخوة, in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. But indeed, O ye who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed upon those who came before you, that you may receive taqwa. Of course, from the greatest of the goals of the fast is that which is related to taqwa, and that which is related to attaining and increasing in piety. Though the reality is the fast has in it other benefits for Ibn Adam, health-related benefits, and that which is related to his consideration of his brothers and his sisters who are not as well-to-do as he or she may be. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has legislated fasting as a excellent means of curbing one's desires. For indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has informed us, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ, that indeed the soul, it calls towards evil. That is, within an individual, there are various aspects of the nafs. We have that which is known as a nafs al-lawwama, a nafs al-ammaratu bis-soo, and a nafs al-mutma'inna. A nafs al-ammaratu bis-soo is that nafs that calls an individual towards evil, that part of his soul that inclines towards shar, and that is easily inspired by the shaitan. The nafs al-lawwama is that nafs and that part of the soul that after a person disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal, falls into sin, it is the soul or the part of the soul that feels guilt and blames the individual when he has that internal struggle after committing a sin inside himself, and that blame that he feels emanating from his heart and from his chest, that he blames himself for disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. That is that which Allah Azza wa Jal has referred to in the Quran as nafs al-lawwama. The nafs al-lawwama, that is the nafs that blames and reproaches oneself. And then the nafs al-mutma'inna is that nafs that is tranquil, the nafs that on the basis of attaining piety and being upon khair will be told to enter Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed us of that, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَادِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, O you tranquil soul, return to your Lord, being pleased with Him and Him being pleased with you. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, enter among my servants, enter my Jannah. And that no doubt is what every single believer yearns for. That is what each and every one of us strives towards. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us be from among those who this successful statement is made in regards to them. And so that which is close and nearly upon us, the month of Ramadan, is a month, ayyuha al-ikhwa, wherein the believer, he nurtures his soul, he disciplines his soul with this most beautiful affair of as-siyam, the most beautiful affair of fasting. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. الله عز وجل mentions that indeed the month of Ramadan الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month wherein the Quran was revealed as a guidance for the people and a clarification of the guidance and the criteria. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. And so whomsoever from among you witnesses the month, then let him fast it. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in relation to this verse, has legislated fasting for those who fulfill the criteria of being from Ahlus Siyam. And that criteria revolves around a number of conditions. From them, number one, the entering of the month, يعني دخول الشهر. Number two, of course, الإسلام. Since the origin is these actions are accepted on the basis of the presence of Islam. Number three, البلوغ. And بلوغ is that the individual has come of age. That is not to say that fasting is not accepted from someone younger than the age of بلوغ. But بلوغ is when it is now binding upon that individual. And بلوغ is the manifestation of the presence of three conditions in a male and four in a female. Number one, either the individual has a wet dream. Number two, or the individual grows pubic hair. Or number three, that they reach the age of 15. And for a female, there is a fourth affair in addition to the first three, and that is that they begin to have menses. Any one of those that occurs within an individual, then they have the condition of bulugh, or they have come of age, and now the wajibat, the wajib actions, are now binding upon them. Prior to that, any prior to the age of bulugh, it is not binding, but of course it is desirable that parents nurture their children upon these beautiful actions, these actions that they will grow to find that they, it is compulsory upon them. And so for them to be acquainted with fasting, how to fast, for them to be acquainted with the fact that there is a month, the month of Ramadan, it is a beautiful month, and of course, all Muslims, young and old, anyone who has experienced the month of Ramadan will know, it is not the month of any hunger and thirst. Rather, it is the month of khair, the month of recitation and the Quran, the month of ibadah, the month of eating and drinking and celebrating. When it closes, and for that reason we have the legislation of Eid at the end of Ramadan, celebrating the completion of this period. And anyone who experiences Ramadan will know that Ramadan is a beautiful period. Naam, fasting is legislated, but the fasting is not intended to punish the believer. Rather, it is intended to purify him or her. It is intended to bring out the best in that individual. Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam legislates it and has mentioned لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that perchance and perhaps you may receive piety. And thus it was legislated on the previous prophets and messengers, and its legislation continues among this ummah.